Dictation for Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Avery, A-V as in Victor, E-R-Y, October 26, 1978. Mrs. Avery is a 43-year-old lady presented with acute myocardial infarction, ventricular fibrillation, according to records, cardiac arrest in 3 opportunities, found to have a LAD dissection requiring endovascular intervention. She was on cardiogenic shock. Sounds like she was on 4 different blood pressure supports, intra-aortic balloon pump on the right side. Eventually required 2 heart stents, and after the pump removed, 3 or 4 other ones on the leg. Was in the hospital for about 16 days, released on April 20. She's been home almost a month. She's making good amount of urine. She was on continuous dialysis in the hospital and now intermittent 3 days a week in our unit in ALMA, A-L-M-A. Appetite is good without any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, bowel movements without any bleeding, good urine output without any cloudiness of blood. The leg ulcer from the balloon pump has healed, the suctioning device removed, presently no antibiotics, no major edema. Denies chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Has a chronic cough from smoking without purulent material hemoptysis. Discontinued smoking already close to 2 months. Cold turkey, has not required any medications, and she's not missing that at all. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, she passed medical history for bipolar disorder, hypertension, thyroid replacement. No prior heart problems in the past. No history of event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. No TIS stroke. No seizure disorder. No liver abnormalities, kidney stones, gout, or gastrointestinal bleeding. Next paragraph. Smoke age 13, 1 pack per day until recently discontinued. Denies alcohol abuse or drugs. Next paragraph, there is no reported, reported allergies to codeine. Next paragraph, pressing medications include aspirin, Lipitor, Faslo, not using Sirtec anymore, Plavix, Hydralazine, Isosorbide, thyroid replacement, Metoprolol, Seroquel, Topamax, Demadex, Albuterol inhaler. Next paragraph, reviewing records. The above diagnosis and also a right-sided leg hematoma. They mentioned infection with Neisseria, N-E-I-S-S-E-R-I-A. There was a component of rhabdomyolysis, IV contrast nephropathy. Ejection fraction was running low at 35%. The prior iliac stents, as well as right common femoral artery, and prior thrombectomy on that area. There were concerns for right lower extremity compartment syndrome requiring the fasciotomy. there was a component of rhabdomyolysis related to that. There is a right foot drop. Next paragraph, prior other surgeries, including 3 C-sections, all those kids were given an adaption. She lives with an adopted daughter, an adopted grandkids. Next paragraph, she is alert, oriented, sign 3, attentive. No respiratory distress, normal eye movement, normal speech. No palpable thyroid. No gross carotid Brewer's JBD, no oral wheezes, no gross arrhythmia, no gross murmurs, abdomen not distended, no rebound guarding, no tenderness, no edema, and no focal deficits. Next paragraph, present hemoglobin improved to 9.9 with a ferritin 421 saturation 10% on EPO 3,400 units each treatment. Dialysis catheter on the right neck. She's dialyzing for 3 hours. URR 76 for a KTB 1.6. Creatinine that was running 8.9, presently down to 2.8. Present weight 71.8. We are now removing fluid. Blood pressure in the 90s to 110s over 60s and 80s. Present albumin normal 4.5. Potassium normal 3.7. Normal sodium, normal glucose, bicarbonate in the upper side 32. We do a 3 potassium bath. Phosphorus improved to 5.3 on binders and diet. Normal calcium, normal PTH. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute kidney injury. In relation to cardiogenic shock and a component of rhabdomyolysis, IV catheter exposure, and question also sepsis. Kidney function has improved, not returning to normal, but potentially able to be off dialysis. We are going to assess next treatment on Saturday and do a collection of urine for urea creatinine clearance. Might be able to come off dialysis. Next number, hypertension, presently in the low side, likely related to cardiomyopathy. Next number, ventricular fibrillation, cardiac arrest in 3 opportunities in relation to coronary artery disease with apparently a spontaneous dissection LAD. The status post 2 stents, 1 on the LAD, 1 on the circumflex. Next number, recent cardiogenic shock and complications including the compartment syndrome, fasciotomy, apparently also sepsis. All that is returning to normal. Next number, anemia on treatment. Next number, present potassium, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus is stable. Continue diet and phosphorus binders. Next number, continue management of bipolar disorder. All questions answered, end of dictation.